It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, I might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Something I want to do with you right away today. First of all, I want you to see this. You know what it is? Well, there are usually three or four of these in a box. But this is a package of graham crackers. Have you ever eaten a graham cracker? I really like them. And I know people who make them. So I asked if I could show you the place where they work, and they said, sure. So I'd like to go there right now and show you how people make graham crackers. Come along to the graham cracker factory. This is the graham cracker factory, so let's just go on in. Bridget said to meet her on the second floor in the mixing department. I think that's right in here. Let's go in. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the graham crackers are made.
Oh, certainly. But first you have to put your hat on. Everybody comes into the plant has to wear some sort of hair protection to keep our hair from falling into the crackers. Or the dough that we're mixing.
I see. I'll put it right on. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what do we see first?
Oh, we're going to be showing you how we mix our dough.
Okay.
It's down this way.
All right.
Come along.
How are you?
I'm
right,
Fred Rogers.
Rogers Pack Conway.
Glad to meet you.
Is the dough ready yet?
Just about ready, Bridget.
Okay.
Well, we have a finished dough here, which we're going to take out of the mixer.
Uh-huh.
It's the graham cracker dough.
So that's what it looks like. Now, how did all that get in there?
All the flours and shortenings and other ingredients come from overhead conveyors and pipes. And then
I
we have
see.
Some more ingredients that go in by hand.
Uh-huh. And then does this mix it up?
And it gets all mixed together like that.
Oh, my. Look at that. And then what happens to it when it's finished?
When it's finished and completed, we take it out into what we call a trough, which is a big container. Our mixer here is going to do that.
Ed, I'm Ed. Fred Rogers.
Hello, glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Ed. How many graham crackers would that make?
Almost 2,000, Fred.
2,000 graham crackers?
Oh, boxes.
Boxes.
2,000 boxes of graham cracker.
Boy.
Now what happens after you?
Now we have to get it down to the baking department. And how we do that, we send it over to a chute, and Estelle will go over there with you and show you how that's
so
done.
So we can see that.
Yeah.
Good, let's go with them.
Thank you
very much, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
are you going to do?
I'm going to dump this dough in the dump, and it will go down to the bake shop.
Oh, downstairs?
Yes.
Well, I want to watch this. Look at that go.
Isn't that amazing, Fred?
It's really fun to see that pour like that. You say it goes downstairs?
Yes, that goes downstairs to the bake shop.
I'd like to see what people do in the bake
you
shop.
You would? Well, come along, Fred, and I'll show you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
See you soon.
Bye.
Well, this is the bottom of the dough dump.
Oh, it's coming down through
right.
there.
Right. See this big roller here?
Uh-huh.
This roller flattens that dough out into one big sheet of dough.
Oh, I see.
And it lands on that belt right there. This belt brings it all the way across here to this belt.
Uh-huh.
This roller here flattens it out even flatter.
So it makes it real thin.
Right. It's real thin. Then we take it along this belt here, and when we get to these things here, they're called the cutter.
Cutter?
Right. Uh-huh. And the cutter makes like the designs on the cookie.
Oh, look at it. And what's this doing here?
Oh, that's the bell to cut the excess dough off. You see all those lines coming down?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you make a pie
uh-huh.
and you have the overlay? That's what those bells are for. Just cut the excess dough off.
It's really starting to look like a graham cracker now, isn't it?
Yes, and it'll look even more like a graham cracker when it comes out of this oven here.
This is an oven?
Yes, it is, and this oven is approximately the size of a football field.
Bridget, when your son was a little boy, did he like to eat graham crackers?
When he was a little boy, he's a man now, and he still loves to eat graham crackers.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Anybody in your family like to cook?
Oh, yes, my grandmother. She was a great cook. Very good. And I often think about her when I come to the bake shop.
Oh, do you?
The smell, the different smells in the oven.
That's a wonderful thought, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Somebody who really fed you. And here you are, making millions of things for people to eat.
Right.
What happens next?
We're going over to the packing department now.
So now the crackers are all baked.
Right, and when they get to this point, they're in long strips.
Uh-huh. What are these things doing?
They're called cutters.
I see.
And they cut the cookies into individual pieces.
And this looks like it's going mighty fast.
Oh, yes, it is. But each belt is going slower and slower.
And this one looks like it's going really slow.
Right. See how close the cookies are together?
They're putting them close together.
Right.
Oh my, what a long ride these crackers have.
Oh, yes.
I know you're a foreman, Bridget. Were you always a foreman here?
No, Fred, I wasn't. As a matter of fact, I started on this line. When I started here, you had to hand pack these cookies.
We put them all together and
right.
put paper around them.
Right. Now, the machine does it.
I see. Oh, this looks like a whole lot of different roads now.
Oh, yes. When they get to this point, they go into individual wrapping machines.
I see. Can we see them?
Oh, yes. We're going to see them now. When they get down here, this little gadget here counts. It's 11 cookies in each packet.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. So these are the stacks in here?
Right. And after they're stacked, what this machine is doing now, wrapping.
Wraps them in a kind of wax paper.
Right.
Thing. Now those crackers are in little packages, the kind you gave me yesterday.
Fred, do you like graham crackers?
I do like graham crackers, Bridget.
Oh, I'm glad, Fred.
And I like you, too.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
I want to thank you for showing us around.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
That's for your next visitor.
Oh, do come back again and I'll save it for you.
Okay, see you in the neighborhood.
Okay, bye-bye. Fred. So long.
So many interesting things and interesting people in the world, aren't there? Well, let's just go back to my place now. Come along. Isn't it interesting to find out how people make things? If you eat graham crackers, now you can think of all the people who helped to make them for you. Let's just have some make-believe. Trolley. Let's make believe that this is the day when King Friday and Queen Sarah come back from their work in the other neighborhood. How do you think Prince Tuesday will feel when his mom and dad come back? Let's just think about that. Neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, Trolley. Want some more decorations? Okay. Oh, that looks nice. Well, we're celebrating because the king and queen are coming home. Oh, yeah, the prince is still in school, but he should be back after a while. Bye-bye.
Here's the sign.
Oh, that's great. Who made that?
We had a guest artist to make it.
Welcome home. That should go right up there.
I'll help you.
Okay. How you doing?
Got it.
Good.
Oh, I wonder what Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah will think of all these decorations.
They'll probably be glad we thought so much about them.
Is Tuesday still at school?
Yeah, but he'll probably be back before the king and queen arrive.
Did he say anything more about that dream?
Yeah, he remembered all about it. But I suggested he tell his friends at school today.
He has good friends and a fine teacher. I hope he does talk with them about it.
Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Daniel, Prince, and Daniel are near. Yes, we're near. Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Anna, Prince, and Daniel are here, right here.
Oh, I like to hear you sing that song.
We're three good friends, Miss Cow.
I know, and I'm glad of that. Do you have anything you'd like to tell me today?
Yes. My mother and Daddy got a letter from Australia yesterday.
Ooh, that's nice. You know, there are a lot of platypus families who live there.
Oh, yes. My grandmother and grandfather live there. They say that they love me.
Well, I imagine they do, Anna.
But they never see me. How could they love me if they never see me?
Well, I guess your mother and dad tell them all about you, and they love what they hear.
But I want to see them someday.
I hope you can, because grandparents are very special. Anybody else have anything they want to tell us?
Well, I saw some stars in the sky last night.
What did you think about them, Daniel?
Oh, I thought they were pretty. And X told me that the stars are up in the sky all the time, but we can see them only when it's dark.
That's right. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and that reminded me of people's tears.
How so?
Well, people's tears are like stars because they're always there. but they just come out when people get sad or angry.
I cried last night.
Oh.
What were you sad or angry about, Tuesday?
I was having a scary dream.
Well, would you tell us about it?
It was about a little fish who was swimming as hard and as fast as he could, but he still couldn't find his mother, and I was sad for him.
Of course you were. When are your mother and daddy coming home?
Today, pretty soon.
Won't you be glad to see them?
I don't know.
You don't know? Why not?
Well, someday I'm going to go away, and I'm going to leave them by themselves, and then they'll see what it's like.
Do you think you could tell your parents how you feel about that, Tuesday?
I don't know.
Well, I found out that it helps to tell people you love how you feel.
I told Lady Aberlin and Mr. Aber last night.
And you told us today.
I know.
We're your friends, Tuesday.
I know.
Well, friends, now, just before we leave today, I'd like to show you a film. I think you'll find there's something you might not have thought about before.
I think this looks very good.
I do, too.
Well, it looks like you've spruced up the place.
How do you like the decorations, Lady Elaine?
Oh, they're pretty enough. Welcome home. You're sure they're coming home?
Oh, yes, they're supposed to be here any minute.
Where's Tuesday?
Oh, he's still in school.
Just wanted you all to know that I'm still willing to keep the kid, whether his parents come back or not.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I'm sure they'll be back. Here they are now.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Yes, dear, please.
Assembled crowd, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah.
We're so glad to see you. Where's Tuesday?
Oh, he's still in school, Queen Sarah. But he should be back home any minute now.
I was hoping to see him the minute we got back.
Well, I can understand that. You've probably been thinking as much about him as he has about you.
One thing. I said I'd keep him if you all didn't make it back Friday.
Oh, Fairchild, I can see how that might have been somewhat comforting, but very disturbing at the same time.
Well, I've always liked the kid.
How do you like the decorations, Aunt Sarah and Uncle Friday?
Oh, they're lovely. Just lovely, dear. Did you do them?
Mr. Aber and I.
And a guest artist made the welcome sign.
Fitting and proper, yes. Tell me, Mr. Aber, how did Prince Tuesday behave for you?
Oh, very well, sire. We've had a good time together.
Mr. Aver took very good care of him.
They even came to my balloon exhibit one day.
Yes, but there is one thing I'd like you to know about.
Yes?
Well, the prince had a dream last night which really made him quite sad.
Did he tell you about it?
Yes, he did. It was about a little fish who was looking for his mother.
Well, it sounds as if you have been an excellent night and day caregiver, Mr. Aber.
Well, thank you, Queen Sarah. That's my professional work.
Well, you seem to have the heart for it.
Look who's here.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, son, I'm so glad to see you.
Yes, dear, we've thought so much about you.
I'm invited over to the Platypus place to play. Is it all right if I go?
Of course it is. But first, I want you to see what we've brought for you and everyone. Do you have the crackers, dear?
Of course, just a moment.
How was your school today, Tuesday?
Good. We learned about all sorts of things. Now that Mom and Dad are back, do you have to go away?
Yes, I'll be going back to Westwood. But I hope you'll come and visit me sometime.
If it's not two people, it's one.
Here, this is the package of the graham crackers. We hope that you all like them.
Oh, Tuesday, I'll give you the very first one.
I don't think I want any just now.
Tuesday, are you angry with your mother and father?
I don't know.
Well, I can understand how you might be. I mean, we went off and left you for several days.
3 days and three nights.
Yes. And how did you feel about it?
Well, I wanted you to come back, especially at the nighttime, and I dreamed that I couldn't find you. I mean, I dreamed about a little fish that couldn't find its mother, and I cried. And then today, I didn't care if you came back or not. And now Mr. Aber is going back to his home, and, well, it's always something.
Yes, that's right, Tuesday. It is always something. We always have something to think about, and we'll always have people who will love us, no matter where we are. Your mother and I loved you even while we were gone away, and you had people here who loved you too, and took very good care of you. I'm proud that you fared so well. I think you've grown these last few days, and I want you to know, all of you, that I'm pleased with all of you.
Thank you,
Dad.
Now, Tuesday, you may run off to the platypus place if you like.
I think I'll have my graham cracker first.
Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. This smells so good. Did you and Mother teach your course well, Daddy?
As a matter of fact, the students seemed quite pleased. And so did we, didn't we, dear?
Yes, I rather like teaching in a school once in a while.
Are you going to go again sometime?
Well, maybe sometime, but not any time soon.
Next time you go, can Mr. Aber be my night and day caregiver again?
Oh, we shall do all we can to arrange that, Tuesday. Why, your trolley's even decorated for the occasion.
It's so nice to be missed.
Oh, these are such nice crackers.
And I'm so glad that you're married, Tuesday's
right.
So, Prince Tuesday's mother and dad came home. That's what we wanted to make believe, isn't it? But the prince was angry with his mom and dad for going away and leaving him behind. But he saw that they came home. And his daddy said he thought the prince had grown these last few days. What kind of growing do you think he meant? Inside kind of growing. I'd like to think of different people taking care of other people. You know, Mr. Aber took such good care of Prince Tuesday. Let's just think about different caregivers, you and I together.
Many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are many ways.
You know, passing things at the table, or getting your mom's pocketbook or briefcase when she asks for it, or giving someone a hug when you think they need one. That's being a caregiver. You see, you're already a caregiver by many things that you do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "Think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And the older you get, the more ways you'll find to care for other people. And the more caring you do, the more that you'll know that you're growing. I'm proud to know people like you. You make each day a special day by just your being yourself. And people can like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.